Ready to kick this thing off. Tattlesee versus Realtown, J.E. Hot O'Brien Stadium. Football's back in 2022.
They may say a little bit of 20 right here.
Yeah, here Griffith, he is the big man. He is in a blocking back position. Is it going to snap directly to Josh Griffin with an in, and he will take it into the end zone for the first score of the season. Little Josh Griffin puts Tattlesee on top 6-0.
Let's hope we see a bunch of that this year, Michael.
And the first light show of the season.
That's what I'm talking about.
As we see the LEDs start flashing. Now you got Everson back at quarterback and shotgun, looking to run himself. Finds some room, gets through the 10 to the 5 and takes it in for a touchdown. Cade Everson.
Man, he saw a little daylight. He hit that hole. Shook a little tackle right there by the linebacker and on into the end zone. Good run by Cade Everson.
18 yards and the Tigers lead 12-0. And it's Hornsby. Getting the ball's on the ground. It's picked up by the Tigers. And here goes Bender. He's to the 40. He's to midfield. Not anybody within 20 yards. 30 yards of him as he takes it all the way for a Tattlesee touchdown. 99 yards. Wow, they get to show off the LEDs again. Maybe they'll come back on this time. It's 18-0 Tattlesee. Realtown was knocking on the door.
Boy, that's
they were right there at the one-yard line. The ball pops out. Bender was at the right place, and he scoots the distance from one goal line to the other, and the Tigers lead 18-0. The kick this time up, and it is good by Carswell. So he puts it through just inside the left upright on the hole by Rigsby. And Tattlesee is in front, 19-0 now. Right side, nice cut back and some room to run. Down the right sideline goes Woods. Inside the 20, inside the 10, and into the end zone. And finally, Realtown has scored. On a third and short, Woods goes the distance. 57 yards.
Yeah, that was a good run by him. They just kind of sealed off the block on the far side away from us, and he saw that crease, and he bounced to the outside, and once he broke containment, he was gone. Nobody was going to catch him.
And it'll be Hornsby kicking it. At least he's lining up to do so. Straight on kicker. The put down, the kick up, and the kick cleared the crossbar, barely, but it's in there, and it's 19-7. 9:23 to go in the third quarter. And we got a ball game again. Here's Ellis keeping himself, taking it into the end zone for the touchdown. Tyler Ellis and the Tigers go up 25-7. High formation again. It's going to be a keeper by Hornsby trying to drive his way in on the quarterback sneak. And he got in. It was a late signal, but it came. And Realtown has scored again. It's 25-13. Got a second and short coming up, second and three for the Tigers at the Realtown 20. 25-13 Tattlesee lead. Ellis will line up outside as receiver this time. And Everson at quarterback. And he'll run it himself, and he'll go left, and he'll go right through the middle, and down to the five, into the goal line, and into the end zone. A touchdown. Cade Everson, a couple of scores tonight.
Yep.
Quite
good
the
job.
Tandem.
And I was just about to mention that. It's good to see Cade getting some snaps at quarterback also. And you just mentioned about the tandem. There's going to be some wrinkles off of that play sometime during the season. Cade's not thrown the ball yet tonight, but we all know he can throw the ball.
Tattlesee trying to cruise to another big win here to open the season against Realtown, leading 31-13. Running right is Ellis to the goal line. Did he get in there? Yes, he did. Another touchdown for the Tigers. And Tyler Ellis making it 37-13. Tattlesee's going to have the lead in this series. They won't have to take another snap. They have won it tonight. 37-13, they beat Realtown. Back-to-back W's. And again, the series advantage in favor of the Tigers now 10-9. overall. And there go the Tiger players for the scoreboard pick. Everybody gathering around, a big moment for the guys in purple and gold. Not so much for the visitors from Real Town. But thank goodness this thing's back on the schedule. We'll be back over there at Nick's Webster O'Neill next year to return the favor for this gate, which was a big one tonight for both of these programs, is split regardless of where the game is played. That's a great thing for both schools. Let's go down the field. Brad Davis with Coach Mike Battles.
All right, Coach, that's two in a row. I know there's a lot leading in this game. I know it's a good way to start the season. What do you got to say about how the guys play tonight?
Tonight was survival of the fittest. You know, we knew that they wouldn't give up. We thought we were in pretty good condition. I talked with Coach Johnson. He thought they were. But I think, you know, just the fact that it's the first game is so hyped up, and it's very humid tonight. You know, we got good weather and didn't have any water, you know, any rain. But our kids just hung in there. We had some young kids. You know, I think our depth helped us. You know, we were able to rotate some kids in, you know. But, you know, our kids fought hard. And this was a big game for the seniors. You know, last time we played Real Town on this field, they beat us in overtime. And, you know, I reminded our seniors of that all week, and you get one shot at it. And so I'm happy for them. I'm happy for the team. But it's just the first game of the year. You know, and we, you know, we came out last year and won and then came out and lost two in a row. So if we can change that and get back and, you know, just the next game mentality and go back to work Monday. But, you know, anytime you beat your crosstown rival, it just, you know, it's you know, it's good. Everything looks better.
And I was talking to Principal Glass. He's 2-0. He just wanted me to remind you.
Yeah, well, hey, hey, that's his record. He's undefeated.
That's it. Good job, Coach. Go enjoy it with your team.
Thank you, Brad. Thank you, Coach Mike Battles. Victorious tonight. His Tigers win it 37-13.